This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The Colorado Republican Party is raising money to challenge the state's open primary law. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The chair of the Colorado Republican Party, Dave Williams, has set up a legal fund so only Republicans can choose Republican candidates. The fund has been set up with the Claremont Institute, where John Eastman is a founding director and currently facing a disbarment hearing. Eastman also represented a group of GOP candidates who last year unsuccessfully challenged the open primary law. Williams has blamed open primaries for the drop in registered Republicans, as well as recent electoral defeats. In a fundraising email, he said an independent committee led by State Senator Kevin Lundberg will oversee the legal challenge. Colorado voters approved a proposition in 2016 allowing unaffiliated voters, the state's largest voting bloc, to vote in either the Republican or Democratic primary. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
In Congress, Senator Michael Bennet is trying to again expand the child tax credit. Bennet and other Democratic senators have introduced a bill to make the child tax credit a monthly payment to families, which the government did temporarily during the pandemic. It would also increase the value of the earned income tax credit for people without children. Starting this fall, four students from the Southern Ute Tribe will get full scholarships to the University of Colorado Boulder. CU Chancellor Philip DeStefano.
I was so impressed by the students who are there now and their families, and wanted to make sure that we could offer them these scholarships each year.
DeStefano says the scholarship program is part of the school's push to show the important role of Native Americans in the state. Boulder and the Front Range have sunny skies, highs near 90 this afternoon. Grand Junction hitting 90 with a red flag fire danger warning. This is CPR News and KRCC.